white sand one. We both know we can't wait any longer. We have decided to meet and have chosen a warm place, a place in the sun. Sapa, Mexico is a small resort on the west coast. I'm probably not saying that right. It's about 10 kilometers from a fishing village. There's a small airport, and that is where we will meet, where we will first see each other, where we will first touch and hold each other, and where we will first melt together. My flight arrives about an hour before yours. I get through the customs and wait by the window, looking out at the tarmac. The planes unload outside with rolling stairways. I wish. Stairways, and passengers walk into the terminal in customs. It seems to take hours for the hour to go by, but then I see what must be your plane landing and moving down the runway to the building. I watch the passengers come down the stairway searching for you. I will know you immediately, I am sure of that. You step out of the airplane door. Your silky hair shimmers in the light and you shine like the sun to me. I take a deep breath and watch you walk down the stairs so quickly. You are looking around, and as you step on the tarmac, I see your eyes flashing and full of adventure. You are smiling, and I watch you walk with the others to the terminal, but I only see you. I watch your body move, enthralled. You look like a goddess to me. My eyes follow your every step to the terminal building, and then I lose you as you step into customs. I hurry to the exit into the main lobby from there, and get as close to the door as I can and wait for you, with the others also waiting. You walk through the door with your suitcase, eyes searching and see me. Instant recognition crosses your face. We rush to each other and you drop your bag as you raise your arms to be enfolded in mine. We look at each other, your eyes sinking into mine. I hear a rush of sound like waves crashing on rocks, and I feel like I'm falling and melting at the same time. Our eyes swallow each other's hearts and souls, and then we are kissing. Eyes still open and softly at first, and then our lips part, and we are hungry for each other, searching each other's lips and mouths, our tongues intertwined, our breath coming fast. We hold each other tight and kiss forever, our hearts beating as one. We slowly fall back to earth, and our kiss breaks. I lift the small bag I have to my shoulder and the strap and take yours. Your soft, warm hand in mine, we walk through the terminal and out to the parking lot. There's a row of little taxi cabs out there, and we walk to a beat-up old VW Rabbit with a... Whoa. With a smiling driver standing beside it. I tell him the hotel where we are staying and we hop in. We pull away, the driver jabbering in his native tongue, and us sitting close, my arm around you. He drives like a maniac through the village, darting through traffic, speeding up over the peninsula. You laugh as he defies death with gas pedal to the floor. Alive, we arrive at the hotel and off he goes. We check in and go up to our room. It's a nice big room, open and light. It's on the fifth floor and on the corner of the building. The balcony faces the ocean and the beach as it stretches away to the north. There are flowers and vases around the room and a big king-size bed. Holding hands, we step out on the balcony to look at the view. It is beautiful. There are gardens around the hotel below us, and the fragrance of flowers there floats up to us. Birds are singing and we can hear the surf on the beach. We turn to each other and I take your face in my hands, as you wrap your arms around my waist. We look again into each other's eyes and drink each other in. I bend my head down and kiss you on the forehead. I kiss each of your cheeks, and I kiss the tip of your nose. I softly kiss your lips, and I trace the outline of them with the tip of my tongue. I murmur that we should go and have lunch, and softly kiss your lips again. You whisper on my lips, "Maybe we should." Our lips open, and our mouths meet hungrily, and our tongues dance together. Our hearts race, and we hold each other tight. Enfolded in each other's arms, we stumble back to the room, still holding and kissing. I turn you to the bed and gently lay you down across it. Kneeling over you, I smother your face with kisses. I kiss your neck, your chin. My fingers go to the buttons of your blouse, and I start from the top, slowly unbuttoning each one down your body. I fold the collar aside and kiss your shoulders. I open the unbuttoned blouse and kiss your breasts above your bra. You lift your shoulders off the bed, and I slide the blouse down your arms and off. I unsnap your bra, and you lay back as I pull it away and off your arms. Your throat and chest are flush with color, and we are breathing together. I caress your arms and follow my hand with kisses. I caress your firm, round breasts and follow my hands with kisses. I feel you moving your legs as I kneel beside you, leaning over, covering you with kisses. I hear two thumbs as you... What? Oh. I hear two thumps as you kick your shoes off and they hit the floor. My soft, moist kisses are all over your breasts. My lips brush your nipples and they swell and rise. I suckle one, somehow knowing that it's your sensitive nipple. It responds to my lips and goes taut. My tongue tip swirls over it and my cock swells and throbs in my jeans. My hand goes to the waist of your jeans and I kiss my way over your tummy. I fumble with a snap and pull the zipper down. You lift your hips as I wiggle the jeans down over your firm, small, smooth thighs. I kiss every inch of your warm skin that I uncover. I slip off the bed and crouch beside it as I pull your jeans down over your knees and tug them off of your feet. I hold one foot and kiss your toes, caressing your ankle. I caress and hold your other foot and kiss. God, I'm terrible. Kiss each toe. I kiss your ankles as I caress your calves and kiss my way up your leg. I kiss each knee and the soft insides of your thighs as I crawl back up to the bed beside you. I kiss and lick the edges of your panties at your thighs with my fingertips and the waistband, slowly pulling them down your thighs. The side of your pussy, the soft contours of your thighs rising to your vulva. The soft, smooth pink of your pussy lips takes my breath away. You lift your legs and I slide the panties off and hold them to my face. I take a deep breath and you smell them and smell you in them. The smell so sweet and arousing. My cock is so fucking sexy. My cock is rock hard down the leg of my jeans and now aches and throbs. I drop the panties on the bed and reach for you. I kneel over you, kissing your lips again, teasing you with the tip of my tongue. I feel your hands in my waist tugging at my belt. I straighten up and look at you, your breathtakingly beautiful body. My cock strains. You look up at me with your soldiery eyes and reach to cup my hardness in your hand through the fabric of the jeans. You gently squeeze me and you feel how hard I am for you. How much I want you. You rub me and I put my hand over yours, stopping you because I'm afraid I will explode in my pants for you. You reach for my belt again and unbuckle it. You unbutton my jeans and pull the zipper down. You pull at them as I kneel, and I stand again beside the bed and take them off for you. My cock springs out and throbs, bobbing with each beat of my heart. I kneel again on the bed beside you, and your hands go to the buttons of my shirt. As you unbutton them, I lean my hips forward and touch my hardness against your thigh to tease you with its touch. throbs against your smooth skin, and I feel you tremble slightly. Unbuttoned, you fold my shirt open, and I slide it off my shoulders as your fingertips flutter over my chest. We stop moving, stop touching for one moment. We look at each other, both naked, together, as we have waited for so long, as we have both dreamed of. Both our hearts are pounding, and we feel them melting together. We again reach for each other. I lay on my side against your body, my head resting on my hand, arm propped up on my elbow. My leg is thrown over your thighs, and my cock throbs, hard and swollen against your hip. I caress your breast with my hand and kiss your shoulders and your neck. I lean over you, kissing again to make sure I have not missed kissing one tiny bit of your soft, smooth skin. I love the scent of you, the warmth of you. My lips suckle your nipples again as I stroke your flat tummy with my palm. Your nipples each swell in my lips as I suck and tease them with my tongue. My hand slides down and I stroke your thighs as I now kiss your tummy. I feel you reach down and touch my cock as it pulsates, pressing your hip. You squeeze me and I moan through my kisses. I lick your belly button, flickering my tongue tip through it. I turn more and kiss the rise of your vulva. I kiss the softness of your pussy, your parted legs for me. And I cup your sweetness in my palm. I gently rub you and feel you lift your hips to press your pussy into my hand. I hear you softly moan. Bending my knees under me and sitting on my heels, I slip my hands around your your hips. I slide them under you and hold your firm ass. I lay back and pull you over, laying on top of me. My hands help you kneel over my face and your thighs are on the sides of my head. I feel you rocking over me, brushing your straining nipples over my warm tummy. Leaning on one hand, you touch my cock and wrap your hands around the shaft. I moan again. Your touch is like electricity on my hardness. I caress your ass cheeks and gently spread you with my firm palms as I lift my head and cover your pussy with kisses. I can taste you on my lips. You are moist for me. I spread you slowly with the tip of my tongue and I can taste how sweet you are. My hands slowly caress your firm, flexing ass cheeks as I lick you. I feel you squeezing my cock, and I know I'm so hot. Wait a minute. Squeezing my cock, and I know I'm so hot. Okay. Okay, there's a missing part. I'm so hot, the tip of my cock is forming clear, sweet drops for you. I feel your tongue lick one away, and I shudder and moan. My tongue finds your pink hood, and I lift it. My tongue tip finds your swelling round pink clit, and I touch it, taste it with my tongue. I rub it with my tongue, and hear you moan louder now. I'm so hot for you, my darling. As I make love to your pussy and caress you with my hands, I feel your heart beating faster. I feel you trembling as your lips take my hardness. I feel your breath on my cockhead as it comes faster and deeper. Your moaning is louder. You start to shudder. You let go of my cock and rest your whole trembling body on mine. Your hips start to buck and your sweetness flows over my lips. You grab my thighs both hands and pull yourself to my body. Your shuddering becomes spasms and you cry out. Your mouth in my loins. On my loins? Okay. Muffling your passion. I feel a thicker sweetness on my lips. Creamier and little spurts of it. I keep licking you and taking your cum in my mouth. I hold you tight and don't let your pussy pull away from my mouth. I feel your spasms subside and your breathing slow, but you are still moaning, your mouth against my thigh. I gently caress you like trying to soothe a wild horse. I hear you sob, and know it's not tears, it's total release. I am bathed in the joy of having given this to you. Both of us breathing hard, your body feels limp over mine. I caress your back with my hands and I whisper,
"Baby."
Again,
"Baby."
You stir over me as if just waking. I whisper again,
"Come to me, my lover."
Your body moves over me in your turn, and you turn on your hands and knees, your silky hair hanging around your face and your head lowered. I hold up my arms to you and whisper again,
"Come to me, my lover."
You kneel over me now, your knees beside my hips. You lay on top of me and nestle your face into my neck. I caress your back. I can feel warm dollops of your cum still dribbling, drooling from your pussy, dripping on my loins. I caress your back and move my hips. My still raging cock finds the swollen lips of your pussy. And as I cup your firm and hot ass cheeks, I move to slip the head of my cock inside you. You clutch at my shoulders and sigh deeply as I lift my hips to slide my cock into your tightness. You sink yourself onto it, taking it all at once, and gasp into my neck. We start to move together, our hips in unison. You lift your face from my neck as you slowly open your eyes and look down at me. I feel a force of fire between us. Your eyes are swimming and wide. We kiss, and the hunger is there with even more intensity. We look into each other's eyes, our hips moving together, and we can't close them. We are searching each other and finding. I hear the rush of waves crashing again, and sounds like an orchestra, strings and drums, music like Raphael's Bolero. Ravel's Bolero. I don't know what that is. Sounds building, working to a crescendo. Our mouths devour each other and our wide open eyes melt into each other. I thrust myself up into you. I'm on my back and heels and I lift your knees right off the bed as I drive my passion as deep inside you as I can. You pull your mouth away and from mine and I feel your body bucking and spasming again. Your pussy is red hot on fire and squeezing my cock. You cry out, "Oh God!" I feel you release and you flood my cock. I feel your cum squirting out of you, your pulsating pussy all over my loins. You cry out again, your head back and your neck straining. "Oh God! Oh my baby God!" I think I fucked that part up. My balls explode and I feel molten fire course through the burning shaft of my cock. A thick stream bursts into you and I bellow, "Oh God." Another stream, even longer, even hotter, shoots through me and deep inside you and I bellow again,
"Oh God.
Oh God." We clutch at each other, kisses everywhere, all over each other's faces. We are both murmuring as we kiss. Both of our hearts are bursting, pounding. We can hear them beating at 1,000 beats per minute, and they're beating together. You again bury your face into my neck, and I bury my mind
mine into your neck.
Your hair is spilling over my face. Our breathing starts to slow. Exhaustion and joy carry us away. We fall asleep into each other's arms. There, in the big bed, in our room, looking over the white sand.